Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, here's another good reason why it's always a good idea to hit the gym. It can help your memory. Really? If your memory is lodged in your brain, how does working out and lifting weights help improve that memory? My guest is Dr. John Higgins, sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston. Dr. Higgins, how can lifting weights help improve our memory?
Hi, Melanie. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. We've got a couple of ideas, but I think this is a really, really great study because it has kind of filled in one of the questions that we had. You know, for a while, Melanie, we've known that people that exercise with endurance or aerobic exercise, you know, they have better blood flow to the brain, and they also have found that not only do they get improvement in their vascular system with less problems with heart and heart attack, stroke, and those sort of things, but, you know, they actually have benefits in terms of remembering things. But this study, they actually looked at resistance exercise, and they looked at a group of, these were young college students, they're about 20 years old on average at Georgia Tech, and what they did is they actually had them exposed to a set of cards, you know, that they had to remember, and then they actually, very soon after them having memorized or learned those cards, they then had them sit on a machine and do, basically they were doing knee extension and flexion exercises. They did, first of all, they did a warm-up, just 10 reps submax. Then they did 5 reps of maximal voluntary contraction, both flexion and extension on each leg. And then they did 6 sets of 10 reps on each leg with a 30-second rest in between each of the reps. Then they tested them later for their recall. And in another group of same number of students, they did a similar thing, but they didn't have them do the exercise. They basically did exactly the same thing. You know, they looked at the cards, and then they checked their recall at the same time difference later. And there was a significant increase in the memory in those that had done the exercise. Actually, the 60% memory compared to 50%, which was significant.
Why do you think this is? I mean, obviously to get our blood flowing, and exercise does get our blood flowing, but this is talking about strength training, which, yes, it gives our blood flowing, but cardiovascular, you know, does it quite at a bit higher rate. How is this actually working in our brains?
Well, it's very interesting. First of all, Melanie, I just want to go over memory. How they generally divide memory is, firstly, is the what we call the acquisition stage, you know, where we see something, we kind of encode it and learn something. The second stage is what is called consolidation, and that's immediately after we've actually kind of seen something, where our brain kind of like figures it out and it sort of says, okay, I'm going to remember that. Then the third stage is the recall, which is, you know, the next day when someone asks you about, you know, oh, what did you learn yesterday? So what they think is happening, Melanie, is that it's in that consolidation period, which is the period immediately after that acquisition or encoding. They believe that that period is being, augmented or improved. So you actually consolidate better if you go and exercise immediately after you have the coding. Now, in terms of what might be doing it, Melanie, there's a bunch of things, but let me just say, in the old days, in Oxford, in England, when the teacher had a really important point that he was going to make in class, we couldn't do this these days, Melanie, but what they would do is they would tell the students the point, and the teacher would go up and slap the student very hard on the face.
No, you can't do that today.
No, and it actually worked. They would, they would remember that key point better when they did that than when they didn't. And so this The reason I mention that is that the researchers have found that what happens when you do some exercise immediately after you've learned something is that you get, first of all, you get the sympathetic nervous system gets activated, and that happens with aerobic as well. You get a release of epinephrine and norepinephrine, or the stress hormones, and cortisol and dopamine, and they're the sort of things that cause the fight-flight response, or the freeze-fight-flight response that some people talk about. So they believe, and they actually, in this study, the neat thing was they actually measured a substance called alpha amylase, which is a marker of the in the saliva they can measure, which parallels the norepinephrine levels, and they did actually find that there was indeed in the children that in the college children that did the exercise, they did have a bump in that, and they believe that the parts of the brain, there's two main parts of the brain, the amygdala and the hippocampus. The hippocampus is mainly involved in visuospatial memory, and the amygdala is involved in all of the other type of memory, that those hormones, particularly the norepinephrine and the cortisol, seem to kind of put those centers on turbo, and actually where they can actually consolidate, process, and set that into your long-term memory better than when those hormones are not around.
Wow, that is really amazing, and what a great explanation, Dr. Higgins. So what do you think is enough if somebody wants to work on their memory? Give them sort of a schedule that they can go on that can really help them. And we know that there are other things that can work your brain, balancing your checkbook, all of these other kinds of things. But as far as exercise and lifting weights, give them sort of an exercise prescription for this.
Sure, Melanie. Well, again, there have been other studies that have looked at, aerobic exercise. So, for example, one study had about 6 minutes of, going really hard in terms of a treadmill running or just running outside, and that improved vocabulary. There was another study that had people on a stationary bicycle for about 6 minutes, giving a good effort. So it looks like that from the aerobic standpoint, if you are studying, for example, at home, and you want to break up the hour, maybe doing, say, 5 or 6 minutes of exercise outside, in between your study periods, that seems like that may actually help to help the person to remember that, as well as, if they did that, for example, 5 or 6 times, they would also be getting their 30 minutes of aerobic exercise for the day. So that kind of kill two birds with one stone. And the other thing is, mix it up with some of these reps, with the resistance training. In this particular exercise, this study, and in others, they've typically used, about 6 to 8 sets of 10 reps. But this was just with one actual exercise. So this was just with, knee extension and flexion. And you could do that probably again in about 10 minutes or so. So it looks like, Melanie, just a short period of about 5 to 10 minutes of either aerobic or resistance exercise, after you've, in between your study sessions, and that might be just as simple as, maybe you do some sit-ups, 5 to 10 minutes of sit-ups or push-ups. You could do a little routine in your home, at home, in your room, and just break up the exercise. You get a little bit of a stress response, get your heart rate going, get that epinephrine and norepinephrine pumping out, and wow, you'll actually consolidate your memory better, and you'll recall the next day better. So I think that this is something that kids can do at home or at school. And I think, also, Melanie, a lot of people have found in the past, they talk about the idea that you can only concentrate for a small period of time. Well, maybe this is a perfect way to break things up, have some scheduled
it
breaks.
It is. And students, get up and jump around and do some jumping jacks in between your studies, and it'll help you remember what you're learning. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.